This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. While a sedentary lifestyle can lead to problems with heart health, people with active lifestyles aren't immune to this. That's according to a new study of marathon runners. I talked about the results with Dr. Peter McCulloch of Baylor Heart and Vascular Hospital, a cardiologist who's run at least 50 marathons himself.
I've finished 54 marathons. I took a tour and went around the United States, and I ran a marathon in every state. And then I picked up Canada and District of Columbia and ran in Europe and Asia.
What is your take on how your health has benefited from running?
It's hard to beat running in terms of achieving cardiopulmonary fitness. And because running helps with weight maintenance, helps lower blood pressure, and in general, runners stay away from smoking and bad dietary habits. Running and exercise in general is protective against the development of heart disease, primarily because cardiovascular risk factors are a little bit better. However, it's a complicated situation because the published studies show that someone who's very fit has a markedly reduced cardiovascular mortality. Runners and people who exercise do have heart attacks. They do have other health events. The reason why mortality is so much lower is that survivability is much greater, meaning that if someone is very fit and they come into the hospital after a car accident and they're very critically injured, they're much more likely to survive.
To survive than someone in lesser degree of health.
Right.
This study focused on 50 men who had run in at least 25 marathons. Most run 30 miles a week or more. 16 had no signs of atherosclerosis, but the majority did have plaque in their arteries ranging from slight to large.
What they found is that running does not protect from the development of atherosclerosis. And atherosclerosis is the condition of cholesterol depositing in the blood vessels. Runners have a more favorable cardiovascular risk profile. However, the atherosclerosis does occur, and some of the studies suggest, as this one does, is that the degree of deposition and blockage can be more than what we expect given this favorable cardiovascular risk profile. And so it raises the issue in some people, does the excessive strain of running on the heart promote atherosclerosis or change its characterization?
Mm-hmm.
And the data in general suggests all forms of atherosclerosis do calcify. They actually get calcium deposits in them, which actually makes them stable. And runners probably do have an accelerated calcification of atherosclerosis when it's present. So it makes it more stable over time. But this study and all the studies point out the majority of runners actually do have some cholesterol deposits in their arteries feeding their heart. They don't have clean arteries.
It's also suggested whether this was a result of lifestyle choices.
It's possible, although I think at least 50% of what we can see with atherosclerosis comes through inherited factors.
The study focused on runners, but now would the same results, same findings apply to any kind of high-intensity exercise?
We don't know about that. There have been detailed cardiac studies examining a related issue, and that's sudden death with exercise. I can tell you, with every large race, with 50,000 runners or more, there's typically one death. We don't think the majority of those are related to coronary atherosclerosis or blockages at all.
Okay.
The leading thinking is that this excessive exercise in some who are genetically susceptible actually leads to scar formation in the heart muscle itself because of excessive stretching of the right atrium and right ventricle, two of the four chambers of the heart. And that scar formation can be the site of an abnormal electrical rhythm that can spin around the scar, and that can take a patient into a lethal arrhythmia, and they go down like a rock. And unless there's prompt defibrillation and CPR, runners die on the course.
So as it pertains then to maintaining or improving heart health, what's your recommendation to people then when it comes to exercise?
I suggest there's a U-shaped relationship between exercise and mortality, meaning on the low end of exercise in sedentary individuals, high mortality. Then there's a middle part of that U that's the lowest mortality. And then once we get to high exercising again, we get to higher mortality. That sweet spot is probably about 10 to 15 miles a week of running or running, walk, jogging. That could be accomplished as little as 30 minutes a day of some walking or some aerobic activity to several times a week.
So how does a person figure out what their sweet spot is?
Well, I think it's best to see a doctor, undergo a risk assessment for cardiovascular risk factors. A treadmill test can give the doctor and the patient an idea of their current level of fitness. A heart scan called a coronary artery calcium score can see if there are blockages to the coronary arteries feeding the heart. And then for endurance athletes, I'd put them through the MRI to see if this scar formation is occurring. The good news is the scar formation is reversible. The coronary calcium in the arteries feeding the heart, that's permanent. Does slowly advance over time. The goal there, though, is to keep the cardiovascular risk factors, the LDL cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, keep all of these cardiovascular risk factors optimal. And one can have coronary calcium and some atherosclerosis in the arteries that feed the heart and never have a heart attack. It's simply like rust on the pipes and the water still flows.
Dr. McCullough, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.